I'm April Cummings with your latest news. Leptospirosis is making headlines across the Caribbean in the wake of Hurricane Melissa. The bacterial infection has been declared an outbreak in Jamaica following the hurricane's devastating impact. So far, authorities have confirmed 9 cases and are investigating another 28 suspected cases. The disease has been concentrated in Jamaica's western parishes, particularly St. James. The Cayman Islands Ministry of Health, Environment, and Sustainability is now issuing a travel advisory for residents planning to visit Jamaica. Chief Nursing Officer Felicia McLean.
There are currently no cases of leptospirosis in the Cayman Islands. At this time, the primary health concern relates to those traveling to and from Jamaica to the Cayman Islands. This is about minimizing individuals' risk to exposure while in Jamaica and ensuring that they access care early if they become symptomatic, be it in Jamaica or the Cayman Islands.
Leptospirosis is spread through contact with contaminated water and soil, conditions common after flooding. Chief Medical Officer Dr. Hillary Wolf.
Leptospirosis cannot be transmitted from one person to another. Rats are the main carriers of this bacteria, though other animals such as cats, dogs, and livestock can also be carriers. It is important to note that Leptospira, the bacteria that causes leptospirosis, can live in contaminated water and soil for weeks to months, so extra precautions should be taken when coming in contact with moist, warm, and wet environments and surfaces in impacted areas.
Symptoms typically appear within 7 to 14 days of exposure and can range from mild flu-like illness to severe complications. Health officials stress the importance of early diagnosis and treatment, so if you're traveling to Jamaica, avoid flooded areas. Wear protective gear like boots and gloves, drink only bottled water, and wash your hands regularly. If you develop symptoms, seek medical care immediately. If you'd like more information on leptospirosis and the travel advisory, contact the Public Health Department at 244-2889 or 244-2621. $30 million is greenlit to cover the cost of managing government properties in the upcoming 2 years. This line item covers the management and supervision of the country's parks and public beaches.
When it comes to parks, the environmental center and the community centers, Peace Bay Park and the Kaibo Public Beach move is moving forward with the Peace Bay Park, which should be out for its final inspection. We can finally open a park that is, I saw that I think will be heavily used in the Bordentown area. I can see people already is using it pretty much every single day. And we look forward to doing the official opening.
Other sites expected to open under this budget are the Youth Center at Scranton and the Northward Community Center. Planning Minister, the Honorable Jay Ebanks, was asked if his administration is considering increasing supervision at these parks.
We are going to be looking at whether we need more park rangers, especially with the PLC side of it, adding members to, especially to 7 Mile Beach down there, of having people clean the restrooms daily and having the garbage picked up, but also looking at every single park in each district and how we enhance and take care of them. Because I do agree, we're building nice parks, beautiful parks, and we don't have nobody to maintain them.
The budget also earmarks $16 million over the next 2 years for infrastructure and development, which includes park upgrades. MPs approve a combined $11 million for Coast Guard services for 2026 and 2027.
Does this budget sufficiently fund the Coast Guard to properly staff and deploy the Sister Island detachment?
Yes, but not to the extent I would like. So we'll have to look at the type of deployment, whether that is a rotation basis or whether it's full-time. But the plans that we have for the Coast Guard is that there will be certainly an attachment in the Sister Islands in Kim and Brock.
Fielding MP Perlina McGaugh-Lumsden's question in Finance Committee, Commissioner Kurt Walton said Crown land in the BRAC, previously identified for use by the Coast Guard, is being developed.
We've already invested significantly into that property. Working with Commander Scotland, I would not invest in that property, the amount of capital we've already invested, if we did not have a plan for a BRAC detachment. So in the interim, we have that location where we would have a vessel and we would have officers. The start of that is probably more of a rotation.
Commissioner Walton told MPs the intent is to have a full-time team stationed in the BRAC.
We encourage anyone experiencing digital abuse to come forward. We are here to help.
RCIPS Assistant Commissioner Rob Atkin there as Cayman kicks off its annual 16 days of activism against gender-based violence. The 2025 theme for the campaign is Unite to End Digital Violence Against All Women and Girls, highlighting the growing threat of online harassment, stalking, non-consensual image sharing, impersonation, and other forms of technology-facilitated violence. Commissioner Atkin says the police service is working closely with partners to improve awareness, reporting pathways, and investigations related to technology-facilitated offenses. Minister for Social Development, the Honorable Isaac Rankin, tells Radio Cayman his administration is also pushing island-wide efforts to ensure online spaces are safe for everyone.
Violence has no place in our homes, our schools, our workplaces, or our digital spaces. As a father and a minister, I'm deeply committed to ensuring that all people, especially our women and girls, can live, learn, and connect safely, both in person and online. Digital abuse is real, and its impact can be devastating. So through strengthening cybersecurity efforts, upcoming legislation, and partnership with RCIPS, we are taking firm steps to protect our people and hold offenders accountable. Ending violence is a shared responsibility, and during these 16 days, we stand united to say enough is enough.
The campaign runs through December 10th. And the RCIPS Women in Policing Network is joining fellow British Overseas Territories Women in Policing Networks to support 16 days of activism.
Digital abuse is real. It hurts, it isolates, and it must stop. From private messages to public posts, no woman or girl should face fear on the internet.
Sergeant Nasaria Thompson recorded that message along with nearly a dozen other OT officers in speaking out against digital abuse as part of this year's global campaign. For more information, visit unwomen.org. Over 6 days in October, Cayman's first Tech Futures Week brought government, industry, and education leaders together to talk about the future of technology jobs and skills in the islands. Now, a report based on data gathered from that week is capturing insights from 15 events and more than 860 participants, describing the week as a starting point for long-term strategy. At the release of the report yesterday, I spoke with Cayman Enterprise City's Charlie Kirkconnell, who partnered with Work's Labor Demand Unit on the week.
Tech Futures Week was all about bringing the various stakeholders together to work out what are the opportunities that are emerging in the technology space locally, and what are some of the pathways, what are the best pathways for helping young people and people that might be interested in career changing, in helping them to access those opportunities.
And how'd it go?
It was excellent. I thought it would be good. It was better than even we expected. The response and the attendance and the participation at the various events was really excellent. The resulting report that was presented by the Labor Market Demand Unit, what they've managed to put together out of all the data that they gathered is a blueprint and a plan with recommendations on things that we can all do to kind of help achieve some of the goals of the Tech Futures Week.
Mr. Kirkconnell says engagement was impressive, with strong turnout across focus groups, roundtables, tech talks, even a hackathon. Feedback from those sessions has now been distilled into key themes on education, skills, infrastructure, and awareness, along with specific recommendations for policymakers. Ronaldo Fletcher from Work's Labor Demand Unit was impressed by the diversity of feedback, and he says this is just the beginning.
This will be the first week. Of course, it will be an annual event going forward, so we have something to measure against. So one of the three things is that we need data. What we're looking to get from one of this partnership is data, especially on public Cayman and employed and training and so forth, especially within that space. So we can measure, we can monitor, we can evaluate, we can improve.
You can find the report online at caymanenterprisecity.com. Just search for Tech Future Week. We'll be digging into the results in the coming days and weeks, so stay tuned. That is your latest local news. I'm April Cummings.